TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
With the visa, I'm on a thing. Uptown first lady with the cheddar and the purse, baby. Make you bounce to a herd, baby. Jewels you could love and hold. Don't confuse it. Mona's only here to please you with the music. Wonder, but you can't have her. We gon' riot if they try to grab her. Young to be that.
I will please you if I have the chance to, boo. 16 and I'd dream about romancing you. You see me with the locks back then on Yonkers block. Now I pay dough to see you blow it up in the spot. Me and you, boo, no champagne. We can drink a Yoo-Hoo. Take a trip to Grade A and chill with the whole crew. You now lose, dude. Spending ain't nothing. After we can take the locks yacht on the hut.
R&B, Illmatic, 16-year-old, Jadakiss, and honeys wanna serve me grapes, cause they see me in the GS with jersey plates, but I'm never home, I'm like a flip phone on Rome, me and Mona, trying cop a brownstone, daddy, everything I write be tight, all I need is the hype, to snatch up the vice, or the CBR with the loud pipe, coming down 8th, listening, get it right, even though it's all about G's, all I wanna do is please, every now and then you get the keys, come on now, tell me how real do it get, you driving my whip with a learner's permit. The same little chick from across the street. Remember me? Sitting on the steps you used to sweep. You were singing, I was rapping. Now we both making it happen. And I hope you go platinum.
WUV605 out there in the West Coast, 905 New York City. What's going on, everybody? It's Hip Hop Informer. That dude, TM, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Jump on it. Part three, 30 Common Fears Holding People Back from Success, part three, tonight. Thanks for rocking. All the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
What's poppin', people? Happy motivational money Monday, Maverick, man crush, all of that Monday. Whatever your Monday is in the hashtag, happy that to you.
Wow. you be that. all that. We are Grace tonight. While she got all that going on over there on the south side, let's go over to Charlotte, North Carolina. Madam CeeLo Boston decides to step in tonight. What's up, man?
Good morning. Yes, good morning in the evening time.
Tipping.
How y'all doing?
What's going
what
on,
up, yes, I missed you.
Missed you back. I saw something last week that was quite interesting. You said happy 7th anniversary. 7 years.
Yeah.
We've been at this. But very interesting.
Hey.
Very, very interesting.
Wow.
Happy 7th year anniversary to you as well.
Yes. We have been at it for 7 years,
y'all.
So much has transpired. Fired, you know what I mean? Like, so much growth has happened, so much. It's like we've gotten more motivational because it's like while we are here educating and, you know, our listeners, we're educating ourselves as well, you know?
Absolutely.
And, you know, we definitely, you know, try to pass along the information, you know, truthfully as we possibly can, but also, you know, trying to incite people to research and, you know, motivate to make their own move. So we are here for a purpose, and we are serving it well.
That's right.
Hey, well stated, yeah. And I think a great transition into our part three, third installment of Three Common Fears Holding People Back from Success. And number 10 tonight, we're starting off with, which was really, it's just number 10 leading up to number one. It's the fear of FOMO. The fear of FOMO. Have you heard about it? FOMO, the fear of missing out. Maybe you're worried about missing all the crazy things that your friends are doing, talking about, buying, whatever it may be. The fear of missing out causes people to make situations that really don't help them excel, right? It helps them to try to keep up with the Joneses, if you will. It's the fear of FOMO.
Uh-huh.
If you get into this fear, listen.
It's like the person who's the class clown. Right. It's like the person who's the class clown who they finish their work early. And so then they mess with everybody else. But they've already gotten their work done. And a lot of people that are trying to keep up with the Joneses aren't paying attention to they playing hard, but they working hard. Right.
You can't be moved by the distractions. You know, listen, if you got dreams, if you got business you're trying to handle, you better focus on taking care of your business and not, you know, giving up those nights wasting time. Do not fall into the trap of the fear of FOMO, the fear of missing out.
Yeah, that's a horrible one right there.
Absolutely.
God, no.
Number nine. Listen, FOMO is serious.
People get into relationships like that.
It causes many of us to fall. Give us an example. A fear of FOMO, you fall into a relationship. Well, I guess
Like, for instance, sometimes people link themselves to the people that they think, quote unquote, got it going on, right? But they link themselves to this person just out of personal growth, not like personal growth as growing wiser, but like trying to keep up with everybody. So they want to go with the guy that they think, you know, gets the most attention, and then they forget about their goals. They don't follow through with their goals because they're trying to follow through with this nonsense. So yes, it can happen.
Or so they think. So they think. Number nine, the fear of losing money. Those with a scarcity mindset, are going to fear investing their money in themselves and in the business, you know, because they think that it's going to fail. You know, what if I lose my money? We're talking about the fear of losing money right now. You know, then you'll never make money. You heard the phrase, scared money don't make no money. Listen, you know, no big deal. No big deal. You just sit over there with your scary self. You know, listen, you got to try to switch your mindset, from scarcity into abundance. Money is best invested in yourself. So you got to at least be willing to invest in yourself. That's a fact, that's a fact. Listen, scared money don't make no money. Believe it or not, scarcity versus abundance absolutely has everything to do with how we were raised.
Exactly.
There's enough money. There's enough money in the world. There may be enough money in this country for all of us to be rich, and our money can stretch around the earth and back. That's how much money actually exists in the land. Listen, be done with that scarcity mindset. We're talking about number nine tonight of part three. 30 common fears holding people back from success. Number eight, the fear of making mistakes. You know, I've lived in a lot of different, you know, parts of the country. And sometimes, you know, I've been scared to try new things. I've never lived in a place, I think Bath, Maine was probably the worst place I've lived. And sometimes, you know, when people don't look like you, you be like, pause. But you gotta be willing to try new things, even when you aren't comfortable and people don't look like you. You know, today I've learned to embrace mistakes that I make and embrace new things that I may not be comfortable with. You know, I think of them as stepping stones to higher knowledge, you know, at the end of the day. Forget about embarrassing myself. You know, I don't know these people. You know, I'll laugh it off if I need to. Making mistakes is the only way that you'll end up squeezing the most out of life in your time here on earth. You know, it's true because nobody can really, you know, move quickly and not make a mistake. I move about real fast. I don't think I'm gonna ever slow down. And so sometimes I make a mistake. It is what it is. Get up, pop your collar, dust yourself off. Laugh it off, whatever you got to do. Just
and
don't be fearful of making mistakes. Don't be fearful. It's tough, though.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes fear of making mistakes will paralyze you. And a lot of people are paralyzed.
It'll talk you right out of anything that you're getting ready to do.
Right.
And quickly.
I mean, but you gotta know your worth, you know. And when you know your worth, you are more confident, especially in the workplace, regardless of who you're surrounded by. Because, like, you can first feel, you know, like, uncomfortable and all that. But once you think about what you bring to the table and, what you know, how valuable you are, then it kind of makes you not feel like you're just part of the room, but, like, that you have your own category. You're incomparable to anyone. I mean, that's how I got through being, like, the only female, you know, and a lot of the jobs I did was they don't know what I know, and they can't do it like I do it.
There you go.
They can't do it like you do it. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls, come right back with number seven, and it is the fear of death. The fear of death. You know, as a matter of fact, let's go to number seven right now. This fear is just plain ridiculous. Do you not know that you're going to die? And if you didn't know, guess what? You're going to die, just in case nobody else told you. This is a fact.
Yeah.
So why are you allowing the fear of death to stop you from doing everything that you really want to do? You have nothing to lose. As Steve Jobs once said, you are already naked. We see you.
Right.
You didn't know. You didn't know we didn't see you. We can see you. Listen, if you spend the rest of your life fear of death, congratulations. You've just completely wasted your life altogether.
Your entire life, yes.
Do not,
while you're naked.
Do not.
Right.
Do not fall into the trap. We can see you with your naked self.
Yep.
Hey, here's Ricky
with your
Ross.
Naked.
Come on,
bro.
No, I don't want to jump. Yes, you do. You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you? Look at me, boy. Don't you smoke crack?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what that does to you? Huh?
No, sir.
It kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells. Now, when you're destroying your brain cells, you're doing the same thing as killing yourself. You're just doing it slower. Now, I say if you want to kill yourself, don't f*** around with it. Go on and do it expeditiously. Now, go on and jump. Jump. Jump.
I tried to let you get deep. It's time to put your boys asleep. Now they want to talk. I'm busy getting like a boss. I smell a from a block away. Let's shoot them from a block away. They want to see a nigga in the cage. Baby mama garnish in the wage. I just went and got the Chevy spray. Wanna scratch it, paint. Put wanna see you fall. You know to bring them just when you see me call. I tried to let them deep. It's time to make you keep up as you think. I took a quarter to the Polk County. All my central flawed and blood and straight body. Broke down and come back in Bartow. Bell Glade box Chevy on my car phone. Jayville, I went and bought a condo. Back to the crib where I get it by the car load. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My stay down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I went and got my very own salon. Get I had to every day do what the fuck she want. I started in a box Chevy. Now my watch a buck 80. I heard them same. Them killers come and stay patient. I made a killing milk in Okeechobee. I'm talking millions with that okie dokie. Pop a molly, now that wet. Oh, is it just a necklace? I tried to let you be. I pray that all you boys to see. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My stay down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I tried to let you get the deep. It's time to put your boys to sleep. That's all they want to tell. I'm busy getting like a boss. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus.
TMHOT Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate here in the Social Lab. 917-889-3926 is the number to dial. It is 9:19 p.m. Our topic is the
30 most common fears holding people back from their success. Part three.
Yes, and number 9 is the fear of wasting time.
Number 6 is the fear of wasting time. Number 6, the fear of wasting time. Hey, you know how it feels when you feel like, you know, you put years into something and it doesn't pay off. Many people fear this happening, so they just don't do anything altogether. It just stops them in their tracks. I mean, a simple way of looking at this is if you don't really take a shot at your dreams, you know, you'll always be settling because you never really did that thing that truly made you happy. So you can't fear wasting time. You got to go for it. You know, taking a shot is all you really have. If you fail, the experience will help you to grow regardless. But, you know, you can't fail at what you never really tried. You know, don't really give up. Don't give up. You can't fail at anything that you never really tried. It's the fear of wasting time. Number five, I think this is real. For me, I think when I crossed over from my 20s into my 30s, I was like, damn, I'm 30. I'm so old. When I crossed over from my 30s into my 40s, I was like, oh, my God, I'm old as hell. Number five, the fear of being too old. The fear of being too old. You know, similarly, you know, being too old is often a fear people have. I'm not the only one. To become an athlete, too old to start a business, too old to travel. You know, sometimes,
too
regardless, you know, we fall into this pattern that we're too old. I totally get that. Too old for the crap. However, you know, once again, people are really, you know, overcoming this statement every day when they realize it's a mind game. You know, they're doing things that others have ruled out, you know, for them because of age. You know, you believe what you achieve at the end of the day. Don't fall into that trap of being too old. I kind of had to shake it off. I realize I'm 40. But damn, I still look good. Shake it off.
Okay.
I'm not too old. Shake it off.
60-year-old bodybuilder. 85-year-old men and women graduating high school and college. Like, there's
absolutely
really no limit to anything that you want to do. There should be no age restrictions at all. Whatever.
There's no
limit.
I mean, if you're looking for inspiration, you know, Steve Harvey, 60 years old. Steve looks extremely good for his age. And so, again, the example of, you know, there's no limits to this thing. Believe, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Hey, number four is the fear of change. Change is tough. There's a book called Who Moved My Cheese. It helps people to really process change. Again, change is tough. And if it happens, you know, during sensitive time in your moment, it's even worse, and it'll cause you to go under. Just the smallest change. Absolutely. You know, and it's hard to get out of a funk. When your life has shifted. You know, most people fear change and what it might bring. But guess what? This is a mindset issue. Going back to scarcity versus abundance, this is a mindset set issue, half full versus half empty. If you think positivity in the way of change, you know, it'll bring you positivity into your life.
Yeah.
If you think, you know, bad about change, then it'll cause you to be fearful. What you think about, you bring about. Listen, shake that thing off. Change is not always a negative thing. Change can actually bring you some positive things, but you have to look at it as a positive thing. What you think about, you bring about. Hey, it's 9:24 here in Atlanta. This is part three of a three-part series we've done. Go back and check out the podcast. Here's number three tonight. It's the fear of being, guess what, too young. There's a lot of people that feel like, you know, they're discriminated against by older people. And so they often, again, just don't really want to be around older people because they don't feel like their judgment is going to be respected. People assume that because they're young, you know, they're unable to give advice to people. They're unable to start businesses. And we know some of, you know, the most successful businesses were started by young people. You know, I've proven people wrong. You know, I think on both accounts when it comes to giving advice and to starting a business, right? I mean, I certainly, you know, started in this game extremely young as an administrator, as a manager, and certainly as a business owner. Still at it when a lot of people who are older than me or my age have kind of thrown in the hat or thrown in the towel. Listen, you're never too young to do what you love to do. Do not fear being too young. Number two, the fear of what others think. This is serious. A long time ago, I heard this saying that said, before you can be delivered from anything, you know, you have to be delivered from people first. The fear of what others think. I really used to struggle with this and what other people thought of me. I think like most people, you know, if I acted or behaved in a certain way, you know, I was so worried that somebody might disagree or call me out on it at the end of the day. You know, you are who you are. You can't be anybody else. Your DNA, your right. fingerprints are uniquely you. Forget about what other people think, and you won't have an issue, you know, when it comes to becoming the person, you know, you truly are supposed to be, because nobody can be you but you, just like, you know, you can't be anybody else. So stop trying to keep up with the Joneses and stop worrying about what people think, because, listen, when it all falls down, nobody's going to be accountable to you
but
or
you.
For you but you.
Yeah.
Number one, leading up to the number one fear, holding people back from success out of our three-part series, it's the fear of failure. Without a doubt, the biggest fear is the fear of failure. Thinking about acting on all your dreams and desires, fear is that one thing that's holding you back. Fear is that one thing that will cause you to fail. The important thing to remember is that failure is both natural and helpful. I repeat, failure is both natural and helpful. It is not this destructive, demeaning experience. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I get like the whole fear failure thing, right? But did you already say like about the fear of success? Because some people are afraid of
I think you missed that in the first installment. So if you go back and listen
to
the podcast,
paralyzing.
I think you'll catch it. So again, the number one is the fear of failure. Well, and again, I want to repeat the most important thing to remember is that failure is both natural and helpful. It is not destructive, demeaning, like a lot of people think.
Yeah.
You know, it actually allows you to see where you went wrong and work on the skills you might be lacking for the next time around. You know, there are also setbacks in life sometimes that you can learn from. So listen, sit back, grow from them, and don't let them destroy you. I repeat, it's important to remember, failure is both natural and helpful. Hey,
yeah, I like
go
to
back
say
and
you
check
can't
out.
Become an expert. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you can't become an expert.
Just,
go ahead and finish.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I mean, the way I see it is you really can't become an expert at anything until you've been tore it up at least 20 times, you know. That, yeah, that's how you become an expert, setting shit on fire.
No, you have to fail. You have to
right.
fail. You have to, you know, get some negative feedback. You got to, you know, ultimately listen, folks. Experience is the best teacher. Fear will never help you get an accountability partner, get a mentor, you know, get with somebody who's honest with you. And listen, let go, let God, don't fear. Take us home. We out of here.
Whatever you do, do it
back
well.
Wednesday, 9 p.m.
And go for it. Don't be afraid. Do it.
Don't
whatever
be afraid.
It is. You haven't failed
you
unless you've given an effort. If you don't try, then you don't know.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.